This podcast is brought to you by She Society, sharing the perspectives and stories of women Australia-wide.
And welcome to the first Buzzing About Books of 2024. I'm Michelle Beasley from She Society, and I'll be telling you about some of the great new reads I've read at the beginning of this year. Now, I started my year with a wonderful book, probably one of my favourites of the year so far, Lola in the Mirror by local author Trent Dalton. Now, some of you may know I was lucky enough to go to the Boy Swallows Universe launch at New Farm Cinema, and that was an amazing night, my event of the year so far. So we were very lucky, and I love the adaptation of Boy Swallows Universe on Netflix. And now Lola in the Mirror is just an amazing book, amazing characters, the setting set in parts of Brisbane that I know well. It touches on sad things like domestic violence and crime, but it also has a bit of romance and a little bit of magic. Trent always has a bit of magic in his books, so one I can thoroughly recommend. You'll laugh, you'll cry, and it will take a while for this one to leave you. Lola in the Mirror by Trent Dalton. So that was my very first read of the year. So how am I going to top that? Well, then I read the latest Chris Hammer, The Seven, and that was fabulous too. I do love a crime series set in a country town. So Chris Hammer is just such a great writer. Scrublands was my very favourite, and I loved the series of Scrublands that was recently on TV. But this is a compelling thriller filled with intrigue, emotional depth, and a really evocative sense of place. Nothing's ever quite as it seems here. And it's about seven families who've been living in a certain area. When some of them begin to be murdered, they look into Ivan and his partner, look into the crimes to see what's happening. And there are strands going everywhere. And it's in the Yawandari seven founding families have lorded it over their district for a century. And they've been growing ever more rich and powerful. So what are the secrets that they're so desperate to keep hidden? It's quite a big book, but one that will have you guessing till the end. So that's The Seven by Chris Hammer. Another cracker of a read. So I've started the year off very, very well. Then I received a copy, an advanced reader copy, of The Chocolate Factory by Mary Lou Stevens. Now, this is a different one for me. It's a bit of historical fiction. So it's set in Tasmania, of course, and it tells the story of Cadbury's first, the Tasmanian factory that Cadbury set up in 1921. And a lot of the workers came out from England. So it tells you about them coming over, how they cope with the sea voyage, people that they meet. And a lot of the men in the story, they've been a little damaged by the war, of course. But it tells the story of Maisie Greenwood, and she's the oldest daughter of a war widow. She lives on a pittance in the Hobart suburb of Glebe. Her mum's health is failing, and her new job at the Cadbury factory is a godsend. There, she really looks up to her supervisor, Dorothy Adwell, and she's from Britain, and she's got a promotion and come here. And she's trying to help the emotionally has a bit of PTSD, Thomas, from the war. So Dorothy is helping him as well to find his feet in a new country. Then Cadbury's, their competition, are trying to steal the recipe for the fabulous Dairy Milk chocolate, which everyone knows is the best chocolate in the world. So spies are targeting the factory, and Dorothy and Maisie became caught up in the plot. So Mary Lou is a wonderful writer, and this one's got such historical significance for Australia. A really, really great idea for a story. So The Chocolate Factory by Mary Lou Stevens. So that's another great read. So I really am on a roll for 2024, aren't I? Then I received a copy of Dervla McTiernan's What Happened to Nina. Now, it's shot up the charts and is number one on every list you can find. And it's a really quick thriller crime read. I love Dervla McTiernan. I've met her several times before and she's the most wonderful person and such a great writer. She began her life as a lawyer in Ireland and then they moved over here to Australia and she started writing. If you ever get to hear her story about how she received her first offer, it is just amazing the life she's lived. So this one's really different and it actually made me feel quite anxious to begin with as a mother because it's Nina and Simon are the perfect couple. They're young, fun, deeply in love, and they leave for a weekend at his family's cabin in Vermont. But only Simon comes home. So what happened to Nina? And nobody knows. So we've got Nina's parents pushing for answers and Simon's parents trying to protect him. So, and they hire expensive lawyers and a PR firm. And like the facts are being lost in a swirl of accusations and counter accusations. So poor Nina's family, it's like they've done something wrong. They're under siege, but they never lose sight of the thing that really matters, finding their daughter. So it's really deeply moving, quite haunting and emotional and, a wonderful story once again from one of Australia's best crime writers and thriller writers, Dervla McTiernan. So, yes, I haven't missed a mark yet with any of these books, have I? Then I went back to romance. I recently spoke at the Blush Romance Festival, which was a lot of fun, and I went to all the author talks. It's films and books. So, yeah, we had Amy Andrews, Anna Campbell, me, H.M. Hodgson, Stace Bookspace. She writes romance fantasy. And also my dear friend now, Jordan Clayden Lewis, who writes queer romance. So we've been on a panel together and I'm about to finish one of his books. So I'll let you know how that goes in the next Buzzing About Books. But the first romance I read for the year was Amy Andrews' Breaking All the Rules. And I knew I'd love it. Amy is sassy and funny herself. And it's set in Colorado. And I lived in Colorado for 3 years when I only had one son at the time and my second one was born in Colorado. So I thought, I'm going to really love the setting. And it's just a smart and fun and beautiful romance. And then, would you believe, the week that I read it, it won Favourite Romance at the Australian Readers, Romance Readers Association Awards. So perfect time to read this one. The main character, Beatrice Archer, is amazing. She was an ad exec and she's done everything she's supposed to in life. And then she's taking her own life back after something happens. So she throws a dart and moves to Credence, Colorado to live life on her own terms. Now she has beer for breakfast, loves sugar for every other meal, lives in a baggy sweats and soft cotton undies. And then outside of the local diner where she's eating some of their amazing pies, she meets a young and attractive cop. Now, Austin Cooper is surprisingly eager to assist her in breaking some of the rules. She says she's a rule breaker now. So he's charming, a little bit cowboy and a whole lot of sexy. But B, she thinks there's too much of an age difference. So that's where a lot of the conflict comes in. But she's also about to realise that breaking the rules has consequences. And all of the cherry pies in Colorado can't save her from what's coming. So that's a really good book from our Queen of Romance, USA Today best-selling author, Amy Andrews. And she's right here in Queensland. So very proud to have our Queensland authors flying the flag for romance. And yeah, lots of really wonderful romance genre books out now. So look out for some of those new authors that I've been speaking about. Oh, Amy also won the Favourite Romance Author of the Year at the Arrow Awards. So she was really on fire at the awards with all her stuff. So Breaking All the Rules, I can thoroughly recommend that as your next romance read. Then, I was given a copy of Jackie French's The Sea Captain's Wife. And honestly, for me, this was one of the best books I've ever read. It follows Mayor McRae, who lives on an island, and only a small number of people live on this island, and they have a different culture to the rest of us. It's a matriarchal culture, and one of their things is to hunt for a husband cast up on the beach, because there aren't many men there. Most of the men are sailors and things happen. But when she finds one, she has no notion that the naked and half-drowned man is not just Captain Michael Dawson, but he's heir to a major shipping firm. And he's also obsessed by finding a ghost ship which is carrying golden cargo. Now, on Big Henry Island, where Mayor lives, the women make all the decisions. And when they decide that a man should be theirs, they knit the patterns to mark him as their own. But Big Henry is also a volcano and it's threatening to erupt. So when they fall in love, Mayor and Michael, she agrees to accompany him home. And she finds that the Australian comfort he promised has a danger just as real, a social system that tries to keep women confined to small roles at the edges of men's life. So it's got a lot of feminist values in it too, a lot about nature, as Jackie French's books always do. And Michael goes off to hunt for his ghost, leaving her with his mum and grandmama and his new steamship. And then things happen to Michael, things happen to Mare. She wonders if there's a murderer in their midst. And why is she the only one that realises what's happening? Is it all in her mind? What is happening? But it's just such a captivating story and real masterpiece of Australian fiction. I know you're going to love it as I did. It tells of a strong woman. Not all women will watch and wait, it says here. So from best-selling Australian author Jackie French, The Sea Captain's Wife. Just loved it. Then after that, Better Reading sent me another book, and it's a debut novel from journalist Louise Milligan, and it's very addictive. I'm nearly finished already, and I've only been reading for a day or so, and it's called Pheasant's Nest, without the apostrophe, and she explains why in the story. But it tells of a really cool journalist called Kate Delaney, and she's made the biggest mistake of her life. She picked the wrong guy to humiliate on a girl's night out. And we've all been there, haven't we? But now she is living every woman's worst nightmare. He goes one step further. Kate finds herself brutalised, bound and gagged in the back of a car, being driven to God knows where by a man whose name she doesn't know. And we get to know him as the guy all through the book. And she's petrified for what's in store for her. But she is a sassy, strong, journalistic woman. So she keeps into her head for a lot of it. But she's still haunted by all the crime she's had to report. So she knows all the statistic and she knows all the trauma behind the headlines. She can only hope that the police will find her before it's too late. And he's not the sharpest tool in the shed, the guy. So he makes a few mistakes along the way. She has a lovely boyfriend, Liam, who's a lawyer, and a really great best friend called Sylvia. Well, that wasn't her real name, but we find out a lot more about them in here. And he's left behind. At first, they point the finger at him, of course, as they always do to the partner. Then they start following their trail and hounding the police to get some answers. So Louise Milligan is an acclaimed and award-winning writer and journalist, and she's written this stunning and surprising thriller filled with heart, which is gripping, propulsive, and a brilliantly original debut. So I think you're going to like that. It's in the sort of vein of Dervler and Jane Harper. So that one's Pheasant's Nest by Louise Milligan. It's very addictive. You'll read it quite quickly. It's not a huge book, but, yeah, ties up all the ends and keeps you guessing the whole way, even though you know who's done it. But, yeah, you're really on the edge of your seat hoping that Kate comes out of this unscathed. So there's some of the great books I've been reading. I've also been given a copy of Trini's Fearless, which is a great one if you're interested in style, beauty, fashion and life. It's got a lot of Trini's wisdom, a lot of skincare tips. So yeah, I just dip in and out of that from time to time. That's Fearless by Trini Woodall. And my next read is another romantic comedy, Beth O'Leary, The Wake-Up Call. So I love The Flatshare. That was my favourite of all her books. And that's another great series if you haven't seen it yet. Even my husband enjoyed that. So The Wake-Up Call, I haven't started. I have to finish Pheasant's Nest first. But I can read the blurb and it says, it's the busiest time of the year and Forest Manor Hotel is quite literally falling apart. So when sworn enemies Izzy and Lucas are given the same shift on the hotel's front desk, they have no choice but to put their differences aside. The hotel won't stay afloat without some sort of miracle, but when Izzy returns a guest's lost wedding ring, the reward convinces management this might fix everything. With four rings still sitting in lost property, the race is on for Izzy and Lucas to save their beloved hotel and their jobs. As their bitter rivalry turns into something much more complicated, Izzy and Lucas begin to wonder if there's more at stake here than the hotel's future. Can the two of them make it through the season with their hearts intact? And it's been described as a gorgeous, evocative romance, sharp, sexy, and heartwarming. So for a hopeless romantic like me, I think I'm going to love this one. After I read a thriller, I like to read a romance or historical fiction to sort of balance myself out a bit. So I wonder if you do that too as you're reading, or do you stick to the same genres? Some people do. My husband only likes thrillers and crime, and thrillers and crime that I've chosen for him. So yes, I'll try and have some good ones, and I know he'll love The Pheasant's Nest as well, and he's read The Seven, so yeah, plenty for him to enjoy. And next book I'm going to recommend to him is What Happened to Nina, because he's read all the Dervla McTiernans too. Some of you may have seen Dervla's doing a big book tour. I think she may have just about finished now. So yeah, some great reads for 2024. I hope you're enjoying reading too. And if you haven't found your reading mojo yet, perhaps some of those will be just what you're looking for. So happy reading, everyone. Stay sparkly. Until next time, it's Michelle Beasley from She Society. Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by She Society.